The Department of Correction is getting another year to show improvement. Officials voted to reauthorize the state agency for 12 more months after a scathing audit highlighted severe staffing and safety concerns at several private prisons. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
About one-third of the state's inmates are held in facilities managed by CoreCivic, a private contractor formerly known as Corrections Corporation of America. Ashley Nixon worked as a guard at one of those prisons, Trousdale Turner, for 7 months before resigning. On top of 12 to 16-hour shifts, she describes a continuous disregard for the inmates' health.
I witnessed 2 deaths during my time there of prisoners due to medical neglect. Both experiences changed me, and both deaths will haunt me for the rest of my life.
One of those people was a diabetic who often didn't receive his insulin shots. Nixon says he screamed in pain for days before he died. The second inmate attempted suicide by swallowing dozens of blood pressure pills. According to Nixon, medical didn't believe him. By the time they reacted, it was too late. Last month's audit, conducted by the state comptroller, called out the private facility where Nixon was employed. That led lawmakers to take the rare step of delaying reauthorization of the state agency. And though the bipartisan committee still has questions, in the end, they admitted that reauthorization couldn't be avoided. Springfield Senator Kerry Roberts explained.
If we had voted no to sunset the Department of Correction, what do you do then? You simply put yourself in a position where all of your prisons would be privatized. So the vote today is really not about CoreCivic. It's not about whether we agree or disagree with what they're doing.
At least one lawmaker promised to draft legislation addressing prison privatization. Department of Correction officials have also pledged to levy fines against CoreCivic if they fail to meet state guidelines. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.